Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman with you, and we're now here talking about ACCHS basketball. And we start here with girls head coach, that is Austin Eckert. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, your team just seems to be a machine. They continue to just roll along, and they bounce back here this last week after suffering a six-point loss at the end of January to a very good Donovan West team in 1A. You bounce back with wins over Morehill Mount Academy, and most recently, again, against Jackson Heights on Tuesday night, that one 51-49. It's, again, been a pretty good week after that loss to D West.
Yeah, I think the girls are really starting to come into themselves and have a lot of confidence in what we're doing. It was a pretty grueling 2 weeks for us. We played a lot of games with very limited practice and basically no prep. Jackson Heights is a really good team. Morehill played really good against us as well. But our kids just showed a lot of toughness, a lot of resiliency in those games.
The Morehill win 50-41 on Friday, and then you just edge out Jackson Heights Tuesday 51-49. We'll kind of look ahead for the final couple weeks here momentarily, but how far have you kind of peaked into sub-state? Are you one that peaks ahead and looks for maybe a potential matchup as we're coming down the home stretch? Are you gathering some film already? How are you in the coaching aspect as we get set for sub-state here in a couple of weeks? And it's a very challenging sub-state, to say the least.
It's going to be a very difficult sub-state for sure, and that's for every team. I think we have eight really good teams in our sub-state. I haven't really looked too far ahead. I'm trying to focus on what we're doing here and now for practice and for games, trying to get better every single day and trying to put our best product out on the court. Our assistant coaches are going to start looking ahead a little bit, scouting ahead and trying to get a little bit prepared for what we might see in sub-state. But I think we have five games left in the regular season or four games left. So a lot can change with who we might play from now until then. So I'm not looking forward too much, just focusing on what's going to happen here and now.
And a quick correction on my end, mentioning the last two games against Morehill, Jackson Heights. Actually, no game. You had that time off on Tuesday. The Morehill game was last week, and then ACCHS, you guys won that game against Jackson Heights. That was on Friday. So, again, you had a little bit of extra time, but you mentioned it was a tough two-week stretch, and now you get back to it this Friday. You go to Valley Falls before making a trip to McLouth on Tuesday. What's kind of the expectation? What do you want to see here in these next two?
We faced a really tough test on Friday. I think we dug a 13-point deficit in the first half. We clawed our way back, fought back, and put ourselves in position to win, and kids made enough plays. So we took Monday off, gave them the day off. We did some fun team things. We practiced yesterday, and then they're going to have another day off today, and then we're going to get back at it on Thursday before we play Valley Falls, who is a very capable team. They have some talented shooters. The Kirkwood girls, one of the leading scorers in our league, but they play some pretty good defense, and Jordan does a really good job coaching them. So that's definitely going to be a test on Friday. And then McLouth, that's a team that's playing better. Their games seem to be more and more competitive as the year is going on. They're a pretty young team, but I think they're starting to grow into themselves as well.
Really, one final thing before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always. One of the best teams right now in 3A. You sit here at 14-1 with that lone loss again to D West just over a week ago. What needs to be done? What are you still looking to improve at to make sure that you are going to be playing your best basketball when sub-state rolls around?
We can always get better defensively. When you get into a sub-state game, there's going to be two really good teams on the court who can get the most stops. That's typically who's going to win that game. I think we are a good defensive team, just we need to put together four quarters of really good defense. So I think the focus is just going to be playing a complete basketball game for 32 minutes. Offensively, I really like where we're at. We're going to continue to work on that and continue to sharpen things offensively. But I think defensively we need to take a step forward these next few games before we get to sub-state.
ACCHS girls basketball coach Austin Eckert joining us. A little bit of time off this week. No game on Tuesday. Coming off that win Friday against Jackson Heights, and then they're back to it this Friday. They'll be at Valley Falls and then making a return trip to McLouth coming up on Tuesday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here this next week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.